Be'ezah Hashem Yisbach, we begin Perek Sheva Asa, the 17th chapter in the Rambam, Selech Zipsil Makdash, and the laws of invalidation regarding Karbanos and Seva Avodah, which we continue the theme of the previous Perek, discussing the laws of Pigel, specifically regarding Chatoyos HaChitoynis, HaPanimius, regarding what's considered the critical Matanas Adam, to say that that is what's necessary, because it has to be the Matar, has to be the Kol HaMatar, to create the Halacha of Pigel. So Rambam begins Halacha Alf regarding what are considered the matanis hama'akves, what are the integral matanis adam to qualify for the halacha pigul. Kol adamim, all the bloods, hanitana mezbech ha'chitzen, which are placed on the outer mezbech, shenosim ha'matana rishayin de b'machshav nechayinu. Let's say, the first gift of dam, because some have four, some have two, some have one, but if as long as the first spray of blood was done with an appropriate thought, and then from the second gift and on, one had in mind a change of title of the carbon, what's called Shalei Lishma, or that it should be done beyond its place or beyond its time. It doesn't make a difference. So it is a keeper. One has already affected atonement, but the carbon has been already accepted. And so too in the reverse. If one put the first matana of dam with machshava chutz hazmanai, and even if he went and he did the rest of matanas with machshava of chutz hazmanai, which we explained in the previous parak, when you mix in other machshavas, actually will not be pigel because it wasn't just one psul of chutz hazmanai. In this case, it is a pigel. It's going to be pigel, and the reason for that is both for good and for bad. Shematana rishon heikar, the first gift is the primary, and that will qualify the halachic status of this carbon. Now that's regarding the carbonus hachitzainis on the mezbech hachitzin. But all the bloods that are sprayed on the inner altar in the Heichel, since they're actually, all the Matans Adam are actually integral one by the other, it's not enough, it's just with one Matan Adam. Like we explained in Perek Bez Alocha Gimel, so rather if there's any one of them that it's detracted from the thought that he had on that Matanas Adam, even if it's not number one, even if it does all the other matanas adam in its appropriate way, as if possible, the carbon can be possible, and this is in general, not regarding chutz hazmanai, just in regular, any machsheva that invalidates. Now, halacha beis, chashav b'rishon machsheves hazman, and this is where it relates to regarding the pigel of chutz hazmanai. If let's say thought regarding the first matan adam of machsheva that it should be eaten beyond its time, or burnt beyond its time, which is the achilas mizbech, v'shasek bashar, and this is a chiddush that even if he was silent by the rest, we don't say that necessarily all the later machshavas are based on the first one that he specified in his thought. Or shenos and kulin ketikin, or the other way around. Let's say all the matanas adam were done appropriately, chutz menachin, except for the last one, shenos and machshavas hazman, where he did it with a machshava of it should be chutz hazmanai, where here also the chiddush, we don't say that the last one is the primary. So how is it possible? In regard to these chatois apanimius, that's done in the mizbech hazav and the heichel, it's only going to be invalid. Because we ain't a pigul at sheyaze b'machshav es hazman. It's not pigul until you do all of them. We're in machshav chutz hazmanai. Why? Sharekulim b'matana achasin. Because they're all with considered as one matan adam. And since, as we said in the previous parak, the halacha pigul can't be b'chatzim matter, it has to be with the whole matter, and that's all the zrikas adam. And therefore, until you do with all of them, it will not be considered as pigul. Now, halacha gimel, moreover, regarding these chatois apanimius, tevilas etzba b'dam hachatois apanimius mefagelas. Even just dipping the finger into the blood, which that's how it was sprayed, even that itself creates pigel. Ketzer, how so? Let's say chasha b'shas tevilas etzba b'dam. Let's say he's thinking when he's dipping his finger into the blood, machshav esman, that the carbon should be eaten beyond this time. It is a kemachasha b'shas hazoi. That's considered as part of the zrikas adam, because that's how he sprays it. It's considered as if he had in mind during the hazoi, which is one of the four avoidas that creates pigel. Now, look at Dal, however, qualifies regarding we're talking about the Chatois HaPnimis and the Karbonos HaChatzenis. So it actually depends where the person is standing if he wants to affect Pigel. Let's say he's standing in the courtyard, and he's thinking that it should be done beyond its time, regarding a Kamachatzis, that its blood is actually sprayed inside the Heichel, regarding something, because part of it is actually sprayed outside the shrine. But he's thinking regarding Chatois and Asbifnim, regarding one of the avodas that have to be done inside. But he's thinking this when he's in Azar, ain't a pigel, that's not going to create pigel. But if he's thinking regarding Chatois and Pnimis, regarding one of its avodas actually done outside, and he's standing outside, meaning in Azar, how is a pigel? That's going to be pigel. Halachai Ketzer, how so? Let's say he's standing in the courtyard, and he says, I'm going to slaughter it, that the blood should be sprayed tomorrow. And the pig is not going to be pickle, because the spraying is in a different area. It's in the area of the heichel. Let's say you're standing in the sanctuary and he says, I'm spraying the blood, which is one of the five ways you could do pigel by, to pour out its leftover blood. Tomorrow, they're also in the pigel, it's not going to be pigel. You know why? Because now he's thinking about this when he's standing inside in the hechel, but from its avoida, which is shvicha shraim, the pouring of its leftovers, which is actually done on the Adam's Bech. Now, avalim hoya imin bazara, but let's say he's standing in the courtyard. Vashachar, and he's loading it, and he's thinking, lishbech shraim lamachat, to pour out its remnants tomorrow, which is also done on the outside. Or to burn the sacrificial parts tomorrow, which are also done out of the hechel. Ah, here's the pickle, then it's going to be pickle, but the banas machutz, because he's thinking on the outside for something that has to be done on the outside, never that's going to affect pickle. Halacha Zayin further qualifies the halacha of machshavas pickle regarding what's considered primary, what's considered secondary, and to say what's connected with what and what's not connected. Halacha Zayin. So ha-toida, the Thanksgiving offering, which comes with breads too, mefagelis is a lechem. It could create pickle in the ground of the breads. But the breads do not create pigel by the Thanksgiving offering. Keeps it household. So let's say slaughtering the carbon taida. From a chashav sheyoychal mipsarin is having in mind that, oh, he wants to eat the meat, or yizik dama, or spray the blood, which is achilas mezbeach, or shakte medraho, or to burn the sacrificial parts, l'mocha tomorrow. So azevach imalechem pigel. The carbon with the bread, which is secondary to it, and the carbon is becoming pigel, so too is the bread. But let's say he's having in mind to eat from the bread tomorrow, which is only the tafel. So only the bread's going to be pigel, but the carbon itself, the animal sacrifice itself, will not become pigel. Then so too, the same law applies regarding the two lambs that are brought on Shavuos, with the two breads that come with them. That it had a mind that it should be eaten beyond its time regarding the lambs. So the two breads become pigel. Let's say he had a mind to eat the two breads tomorrow. Okay, the two breads themselves will become pigel. But vakvasim in the pigel, but the lambs, which are the primary, are not secondary to become pigel like the breads. Let's say he had a mind, but one of the four primary avoidus. Lechel kezayis mipsar hazevach im halechem lamachar, where in combination, meaning he had a mind to eat a half an olive size of the meat and a half an olive size of the bread tomorrow. So there again, halechem lavadi pigel, the bread itself, which it's secondary to the meat, and it itself will combine for the kezayis, for the bread itself to become pigel. But the Thanksgiving offering or the lamb, which are the animal parts, they're not going to be pigel because you only have a half a size on them, and the half a size of the breads do not combine with them. Halacha Tes continues regarding the theme that we mentioned of. You have to have machshavas pigel regarding in the whole permitter, in the whole matter, as relates to these two korbanos that we just mentioned. So, makdishni bezicha levayna shemalech mapan. Let's say someone, which is a related one, also breads, not the toide and not the shnei kiev zatzes, but the lechem apanim, the 12 showbreads that are brought every single Shabbos, that has two spoonfuls of frankincense that are the matirim of it, that are permitted to be eaten when those are burnt on the mizbech. So if someone burns those two spoonfuls of frankincense, and he has in mind when he's burning them that the bread should be eaten tomorrow. Okay, so the bread's going to be pigel because, and there's an obvious halach, it's just leading into the other two kabbans that we mentioned before, the osav breads, because again, the haktaras habazichin is what permits the breads to be eaten, and therefore that's what pigel is in the matir. Now, hasheichin shnei kiv says, so if someone slaughters the two lambs of Shavuos, and as he's slaughtering both of them, he has in mind that one of the two breads should be eaten tomorrow. That's enough. It doesn't have to be the whole thing, as long as there's a kazayas of it. Shteim pickle, they both can be pickle. So to halacha yiralav, hiktishnei abezichim. If they're burning the two spoonfuls of frankincense, v'machashav lechel echad meshteas dam lamach, and he has mind to eat one of the two orders of the 12 breads, which is 6 and 6, tomorrow, shneas dam pickle, again, both of the orders are going to be pickle, because the whole carbon, which are all the breads, by these two cases, it all becomes pickle. So let's say he had a machshava that should be eaten by one of the breads of the toida, or by one of the breads of a mincha that's baked in the oven. Again, how they call a chalas pigel, all the chalas are going to become pigel. Now, alochid gimel, avol, it changes regarding a different alocha. That's regarding machshavas of pigel, because the whole thing becomes puzzle. Regarding the machshava pigel, avlam nitnas achas mashtechas. But let's say one of the two breads become tummy by the shtehalechem. Or echad mashteas dharma, one of the two orders of 6 and 6 of the 12 lechem aponims. If one of the orders become tummy, or achas mechal satoida, one of the breads of the 40 breads of the toida become tummy. That's different than pigel, there it's bein lefnei zrika bein lachazrika, whether it was before the blood was sprayed or whether after the blood was sprayed. Aisa chalav aisa say the aser. So that bread, that order of breads, that's going to be forbidden because they became tame. But batar, but tarasi yachal, but the tar person will be able to eat the tar breads, and that's not affected. It's only affected by pigel, which has the whole carbon as one. Now, Lochidah continues regarding, again, these carbons that we're talking about, when it's not going to be the whole matter. Chashav avoidus achad mishnakvas. And let's say I had a machshava by only one of the two lambs, as he's doing the avoidah, shechita kabbalah, halacha zrika, whichever one it is, but it's only regarding one of the two lambs, that he has in mind, sheyachal gizayis mishdeh lechem lamacha, that he should eat an olive-sized piece of the two breads, whichever one it is, it says as long as gizayis, tomorrow. Or v'chein sotim chashav akhtorchas achad mishnei basichan. He's having this machshava when he's burning only one of the two spoonfuls of frankincense, sheyachal gizayis lechem lamacha, that an olive-sized lechem lamacha should be tomorrow. Oh, harei lechem pasal. Then the bread is only going to be invalid. Vein pigel is not going to be pigel. Achiyach shebuchol hamater. Until you have the machshava pigel, which is chutzis mani, by the whole permitter. Shuaboy de shnei hakavasim. It's only the two lambs. The bread doesn't come permitted to be eaten until you sacrifice both the lambs. Vaktor shnei bezich. And only when you're having this machshava by the burning of the two spoonfuls. Because only it's when you do both spoonfuls that permits it to be eaten. And you have to have machshava by the chol mater. Halach tezvach. Shachar echad. Let's say one person slaughters the chashav lechel chatzis zayis mechal zu lamacher, meaning he slaughters one of them, and he has in mind to eat a half an olive size from this bread tomorrow. That's by one of the lambs. And the meshachar hashen, then he slaughters the second lamb on Shavuos. The chashav lechel chatzis zayis mechal shnei lamacher. He has in mind to eat a half a olive size of the other bread. There's two breads and two animals tomorrow. Ahari lemitzarf on the pigel. So they're going to combine for the lechel pigel because ultimately the machshava was by the whole matter, by both of the animals. And it was a joint, because the breads are all considered as one, of an olive size of the breads. Hence, there would be pigel. And what did Mishnah Bezich and Mishnah Stam? The same thing applies to the two spoons of the frankincense for the two orders of breads. If by one of the spoons he has in mind for half and of his eyes, and so too for the other one, the two Sedam will combine, because ultimately it's the shear of Kazayas, and the two Bezichin, you had the Machshava of pigel to make create the halach of pigel. Halach Tezayin. Now let's say he had a machshava by one of the two lambs, machshava that should be eaten chutzis mani. Now the second lamb, however, was done with appropriate thoughts. So zesha su'u b'machshava sazman. So regarding that first lamb that was done with machshava chutzis mani, that will be pigel. The bread that gets sanctified by the slaughtering of the two lambs. Therefore, we said slaughtering only one lamb will not make pigel on the breads. But the lamb itself will become pigel because the second lamb doesn't permit the first lamb. And therefore, the first lamb will be pigel, not v'asheni kasha, but the second lamb actually will be kasha, not even pasul. So it's like, it's opposite stringencies. It's not like the other case that we said, which can be pasul. Here, the first one will be pigel, and the second one will actually be kasher because each lamb is its own carbon. And the second one doesn't permit it, and therefore has no relationship whatsoever. The breads, however, are affected by the two lambs, but each lamb is its own entity. And therefore, the first lamb will be pigel, and the second lamb actually will even be kasher. Let's say he slaughtered one of the lambs. He had in mind when he was slaughtering it, that he should eat from the meat of the second, not regarding the breads, meat of the second one, lamacha tamar. Both of these lambs actually are kosher. Shemachashim is elzel. Like we said, that you can't have machshava one on the other because they're matir. A matir is not mafagal a matir. A matir is mafagal only what it's permitting. This lamb is not permitting this lamb. The two lambs are permitting the breads. And therefore, you can't have machshava a pigel of one lamb on the other lamb. Halach yitcheh, shnei kiv se'atzeres. Continue on this, the two lambs of Shavuos. Imekachshim is alechem. We said that it sanctifies the bread, but that's ele b'shchita only by the slaughtering. Ketzer hasol. So Rambam explains. Shchotam b'zorek damam b'machshava shina Hashem. If let's say you slaughtered, which is the primary, but it's also related to the spraying of the blood. If you did them both, where the machshava should be shaloi l'shma, not for their namesake, but rather for another, so likidush alechem, so bread doesn't become sanctified, because the shechita was not done appropriately. But let's say shchatim l'shma. Let's say the shechita was done l'shma to be the shnei kivzat zeres. The zark dam shaloi l'shma, now in spite of the fact that the blood was sprayed shaloi l'shma, halechem kaddish, the bread will be sanctified because again the primary shechita, but ve'ina kaddish, ultimately it's not going to be a full sanctification because it's still going to be forbidden to be eaten because you did the zrika shaloi l'shma. Now, let's say shchatim shaloi l'shma, but let's say you did the shechita shaloi l'shma, which we said that's the primary, you did it not for its namesake. Avi b'sha zark l'shma, even if when you sprayed the blood, you did it l'shem that it should be for the lambs of Shavuos, l'kaddish halechem, the bread's not sanctified because the primary is shechita. You need the zrika too, but the primary is the shechita. Now, halachic test continues regarding the same karbanis. But what happens if you introduce another invalidation? Shtei halechem, the two breads, shiyotzu ben shchita l'zrika. if they went out of the perimeter where they're allowed to be between the slaughtering of the Shnei Kivsei Teres and the spraying of the blood. And Bezorg Dama Kvasim Machshava Zman, when you did spray the blood of the lambs, you did it where Machshava Chutz is Manu. So Nispak Lushtei Halachim, still the two beds are going to become Pigel. Alpha Pishem Bechutz, even though they're out of the Azara during the time of the Zrika, it doesn't make a difference. Shazrika Me'elis La Yaitze, because the spraying of the blood will be effective for that which is out of the Azara. Alpha Pishem Bechutz, even though it's still outside, at least to create the Halacha of Pigel L'chumra, that it will affect. Halacha Chav, Kivsei Atzeres Sheshchat L'shmam. So regarding the lambs of Shavuos, if they were slaughtered l'shem to be the lambs of Shavuos, v'aved alachem, the breads got lost. So imzarak damam l'shmam, if the blood was sprayed to be l'shma for the kibbutz etzeres, sahadei l'psulim. So it's going to be invalid because the breads are integral for the kvasim, as Ram says in Hilchos Tamid Musaf in the Perek Ches. So it's going to be invalid. Now zarak damam b'machshavas hazman, but let's say, and this is where it relates to what we're discussing regarding machshavas of pigel. Let's say he sprayed the blood with a machshava that the carbon should be eaten chutz as manoi achar sha'ovet alechem, after the bread was already lost. Where some say that it should actually say not machshava sazman but machshava shina Hashem. But either way, hade'elu safek im huchu. So there's a doubt if the lambs become permitted ba'achila to be eaten, which would be like a shlamim when you spray the blood shaloi l'shma, where the losing of the bread doesn't make it forbidden, because it's not like that the kibbutz etzeres need the breads. So maybe you'll say that it becomes permitted to be eaten. Ayilahu taru, maybe it does not become permitted, because since ultimately the shechita, we said, is mekadosh alechem. So now there's a connection between the lambs and the breads. So actually they become invalidated by losing the breads, and it became invalid by losing the breads, then the machshava of, let's say, shalei l'shma, cannot go ahead and remove that from that connection, and therefore it would not be permitted because it would be dependent on the breads. That's a suffix, what the halacha would be in this case.